My name is Aisling Toomey. I'm the information coordinator for Pavvy Point Traveller and Roma Centre in Dublin.
And what is Pavvy Point?
Pavvy Point is a non-governmental or voluntary organisation that's dedicated to the realisation of human rights for Roma and travellers in Ireland. Roma and travellers are separate communities, but they have sort of shared historical similarities, which is why we work with both. So the travellers are of Irish origin, but they're a very distinct ethnic minority in this country. They have their own culture, their own traditions, their own language, and they're recognised as such in the Equal Status Act of Ireland. The Roma community probably originated in India, and they migrated through Europe about 1,000 years ago. So they come from a different place. But again, they have their own culture, their own language. They have the same system of nomadic sort of movement in a community as the travellers have had in the past. So there are similarities, but they're very, very different.
And do you have any figures about the travellers community here in Ireland?
Sure. So we know from the All-Ireland Traveller Health Study, which was taken in 2010, between 2007 and 2010, we know from that that there are over 30,000 travellers in Ireland. In the Census of Ireland in 2011, we registered almost 30,000 during that. So the All-Ireland Traveller Health Study was more helpful to us in terms of picking up the correct numbers. In terms of Roma, it's much harder to collect statistics because in Ireland, we collect statistics based on nationality and not ethnicity. We had to work very, very hard with the census to make sure that the Irish travellers could be recognised during the census, but the Roma, unfortunately, it didn't happen. So the Roma come from a lot of different European countries, Bulgaria, Romania, Slovakia, and because of that, we don't actually pick out their particular ethnicity. So at best, we can give an estimate that there's up to 5,000 Roma in Ireland.
And why was it difficult to have figures about these communities?
For the traveller community, it can be difficult because it's kind of hard to reach some of them. The other thing is that the All-Ireland Traveller Health Study was useful because travellers actually enumerated that study. They went and spoke with travellers and that was how the statistics were taken up. On the other side of it, the government of Ireland refuses to recognise the ethnic minority status of the travellers. So their statistics aren't picked up very often officially, which presents an extreme difficulty in terms of needs analysis and providing the correct services to them. For the Roma, the problem is much bigger because we only collect for nationality, so it's extremely difficult to know anything about the actual ethnic minority that the Roma population represent. They are even more isolated and marginalised than the travellers in Ireland.
And why?
It's difficult to know. The Roma have been stigmatised and isolated across Europe for over 1,000 years. That has always been the case. They were one of the groups that suffered during the Holocaust or in the 1940s as well. The travelling movement in Ireland, again, what you're dealing with is people who were separate from society. So as civilisation moved on, the services that they used to provide to communities like tinsmithing or metalwork, anything like that, you know, industrialization made it easier for communities to do that themselves. So the travelers fell more and more into segregation and they're very, very separate at this point.
And what are their living conditions today?
For travelers, over 70% of them now live in housing. So even though they do have a nomadic culture and a nomadic history, quite a lot of them are now pretty much forced to live in housing. About 12% of them remain in temporary structures like caravans or mobile homes. Some of those would be on official halting sites and some would be on unofficial halting sites. For the Roma, even though across Europe they might be recognised as living in sort of encampments, here they live in, you know, regular homes. They do find it difficult to find accommodation, but they do tend to live together in an extended community also.
And what are the key issues related to these communities?
For the travellers, one of our biggest issues would be education and employment. So over the last couple of years, Pavvy Point has been working extremely hard to make sure the travellers stay in education and that they attain the highest level of education possible, just like the rest of the general population. Currently, they face an unemployment rate of 84.3%. Last year in 2012, the average Irish person faced on average an unemployment rate of about 14%. That was quite high at the time as well. But for travellers, 84%, which is extremely significant. It means that most travellers are unemployed. While they do go and seek work, unfortunately, we're in an economic recession. You know, for quite a lot of them, education is a difficulty. Literacy can be a difficulty. So there's a lot of challenges to overcome. You face the same difficulties with the Roma, although we don't know what the unemployment rate is. We do know that they face those problems. Quite a lot of them, when they came to Ireland, didn't receive an opportunity to learn English. So they don't necessarily have the language requirements. And for that reason, they also find it difficult to find work here. While both play a part, certainly the discrimination is something that we would notice as a very significant problem, even before the economic recession came around, although that does make it doubly difficult. But even before the recession, travellers were unable to work and Roma found it difficult to find jobs as well. The problem is that employers in Ireland, the government of Ireland, local governments in Ireland, all sometimes play a role in a sort of institutional racism and a discrimination. There's a terrible attitude towards Roma and travellers in Ireland. There always has been. That's been extremely evident even recently. And unfortunately, the real difficulties around the poverty, around lack of social welfare access, around lack of service provision, those things are not adequately highlighted in day-to-day life in Ireland.
And is this attitude expressed through words, or can it happen that they sustain physical attacks?
That doesn't tend to happen too often in Ireland, thankfully. An awful lot of what we would see would be institutional racism and discrimination. So lack of access to those services would be extremely difficult for the travellers and for the Roma community. And a lot of what we would see would come from very high-level officials. So judges have passed comments and politicians have passed comments, particularly about the travelling in Roma communities, that they don't want them nearby or that they don't think they're worth anything. And that has a terribly, terribly poor outlook. It presents an awful presentation of the traveller Roma communities in the country. So that's what needs to change first and foremost. You know, we don't deal with quite an awful lot of physical violence. It doesn't tend to happen here in the way that it would happen to the Roma in Europe particularly. But here instead, we deal with a consistent state discrimination, and that makes it difficult.
And do you have any projects and or programs to tackle this?
Sure. So we have quite a lot of different programs here at Pavi Point. We've got an education program, a health program, we've got an information program. Through all of those different things, we try to work both with the communities themselves, with the travellers in Roma, and we also try and work in solidarity with other organisations and with government to try and challenge those viewpoints and move forward to progress as much as is humanly possible. It's obviously ongoing. It's a very lofty goal to hope that there can be full integration and respect for the different cultures that exist within the traveller in Roma communities. So it is ongoing, and there is no right answer straight off the bat.
And what do you think are the reasons for the attitude towards Roma and travellers here in Ireland?
It's difficult to say. I think that we tend to get complaints about things like cultural pursuits like boxing and like sulky racing. Both are cultural activities. As long as they're regulated and safely orchestrated, there shouldn't be a problem with them. You know, boxing happens all over the world, and sulky racing, as long as it's safely done, shouldn't present anyone with difficulty. When it does, we absolutely condemn that, no question about it. Nobody should be foolish on the roads of Ireland. We have enough problems there as it is. Quite a lot of media coverage at this point would be towards travellers' weddings, in big fat gypsy weddings. It presents a very false outlook of the travelling community, and that presents us with difficulty. On the same side, media reports a lot about Roma begging. And again, they neglect to recognise the underlying issue of poverty that exists in the community. So an awful lot of what we receive is simply misinformation, people who write things without kind of looking into the issues behind. And that's one of the things that we face into every single day. We try and combat it as best we can. We try to provide as much information as we can. But unfortunately, you're never going to get through to 100% of people.
And about your works and your projects, is it easy or is it, say, difficult to reach these communities?
In terms of the travelling community, we've been working with them since 1985, so we've got quite strong links built up. One of the projects that's most innovative here is the primary healthcare project. So members of the health team have trained traveller women to go out onto the sites and to talk with their own people, to teach them about health and about what's important. And that has been extremely successful over a period of years. The Roma community are more widely recognised as the most marginalised and isolated group in Europe, and I would contest that that is also true in Ireland. They're difficult to reach. They display quite a lot of trouble with the social welfare system. They live in abject poverty. Accommodation is difficult for them, and they're difficult for us to kind of contact as well. So that's something that we work on a day-to-day basis, and we have a dedicated Roma project for that purpose. But certainly we've seen more progression with the travellers over the past 30 years. Our work with the Roma is a little more recent.
Okay, and what about education?
As much as possible, again, we have a dedicated education program, and we would like the Irish state to recognise Irish travellers and to recognise Roma by their ethnicity so that we can gather statistics, try and get more of them into education, try and get more of them to stick with education and to finish it through. And the other idea would be to kind of push them towards further education, so to get as many into college or into third level as is possible, so that they can achieve their goals without feeling that they're made for something less. We want to empower the community and challenge them to make changes themselves as well. So we work here with Roma and we work here with Travellers. They're all part of staff here, and we do nothing about them without their voices being involved in the debate.
What kind of actions do you think should be taken in order to improve this situation?
I think that first and foremost, the government needs to give us the ethnic identifier. They need to be able to gather statistics and to present them in such a way that we know what these communities need, and so that it can be properly and adequately provided to them. That is a big problem that we face on an ongoing basis. If we had that ethnic identifier and if we were able to collect those statistics and do the needs analysis, it would help us in education, it would help us in health, it would help us in information, it would help the Roma community more generally to assimilate and to have their culture recognized and valued for what it is. And hopefully, if that did happen, we would also have a wider acceptance of the cultures within this country, and that would be a big step forward.